This is the Sakar Merli of the 20th of September, 2025. Essence, sweet children, the Father has come to give you old devotees the fruit of your devotion. The fruit of devotion is this knowledge through which you attain salvation. Question: how do some children shoot down their own fortune whilst moving along? Answer: if after belonging to the Father you don't do service, if you don't have mercy for yourself or others, you shoot down your own fortune, that is, you destroy your own status. If you study well and stay in yoga, you receive a good status. You serviceable children should have a lot of interest in doing service. Song: who has come here early in the morning? Om Shanti. You spiritual children, understand that you are souls and not bodies. It is only at this time that you receive this knowledge from the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. The Father says, since I have come, have the faith that you are souls. It is a soul that enters a body. Souls continue to shed their bodies and take others. Souls don't change, bodies do. Souls are imperishable. Therefore, consider yourselves to be souls. No one else can ever give you this knowledge. Having heard the call of the children, the Father has now come. No one even knows that this is the most elevated confluence age. The Father comes and explains, I have to come at this most elevated confluence age, when the whole world is to become most elevated. At this time, the whole world is most degraded and impure. That world is called a land of immortality, whereas this world is called a land of death. In this land of death, there are human beings with devilish traits, whereas in that land of immortality, there are human beings with divine virtues, which is why they are called deities. Here too, those who have good natures are said to be like deities. Some have divine virtues. At this time, all human beings have devilish traits. They are trapped in the five vices. That is why they sing, come and liberate us from this sorrow. It wasn't just one Sita who was liberated. Baba has explained that devotees are called Sita and that God is called Rama. He comes to give the devotees the fruit of their devotion. The whole world is trapped in this unlimited kingdom of Ravan. He comes and liberates them and takes them to the kingdom of Rama. It is not a question of King Rama of the silver-aged warrior clan. That king is of the Silver Age. Each of you souls is now Tamopratan and in the stage of total decay. He has come down the ladder and reached the bottom. From being worthy of worship, he has become a worshipper. Deities do not worship anyone. They themselves are worthy of worship. Then when they become merchants and shudras, worshipping begins. When they go onto the path of sin, they become worshippers. Worshippers bow down in front of the images of the deities. At this time, not a single person is worthy of worship. God, the highest on high, is worthy of worship, and Golden Age deities are worthy of worship. At this time, all are worshippers. First of all, there is the worship of Shiva. That is unadulterated worship. There is first Satopratan worship, and then it becomes Sato. Then they move away from the deities and begin to worship water, human beings and birds, etc. Day by day there is worship of many things. Nowadays many religious conferences are held, sometimes of the Adi Satan religion, the original eternal ancient religion, sometimes of the Jains, and sometimes of the Arya Samjis. They invite many people because everyone considers their own religion to be elevated. Because there is one special virtue or another in each religion, they consider themselves to be elevated. There are many varieties of Jains too. There must be at least 5 to 7 varieties. Some of them even remain naked. They don't understand the meaning of being naked. God speaks. To be naked means you came bodiless, and that you have to return bodiless. So they then remove their clothes and stay naked. They don't understand the meaning of God's versions. The Father says, "You souls came here and adopted bodies to play your parts. You now have to return home. You children understand these things. Souls come here to play their parts. The tree continues to grow. Many new varieties of religion continue to emerge. That is why it is called a variety play. This is a tree of the variety of religions. Each one has many branches. Muhammad came later. First of all, there were those of Islam. The population of Muslims is now very large. Those in Africa are so wealthy. They have mines of gold and diamonds there. People attack a country that has a lot of wealth in order to acquire it. Christians too have become so wealthy. There is wealth in Bharat too, but that is incognito. They continue to confiscate so much gold, etc. Now those of the Jain community continue to hold conferences because they all consider themselves to be elevated. All the religions continue to increase. At some time, destruction will definitely take place. They don't understand anything. Of all the religions, your Brahmin religion, that no one knows about, is the most elevated. There are also many Iron Age Brahmins. However, that creation is born through sin. All the mouth-born creation of Prajapita Brahma should be brothers and sisters. If they call themselves the children of Brahma, they must be brothers and sisters. Therefore they cannot get married. So this proves that those Brahmins are not mouth-born creations of Brahma. They simply give themselves that name. In fact, you Brahmins are said to be even more elevated than the deities, because you are the top knot. you Brahmins change human beings into deities. It is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, who teaches you. He himself is the ocean of knowledge. No one knows this. Some come to the Father and become Brahmins, and they still become Shudras tomorrow. It takes a great effort to change your old sanskars. You have to have the faith that you are a soul and that you have to claim your inheritance from the Father. It is you spiritual children who have to claim your inheritance from the spiritual Father. It is in your remembrance of the Father that Maya causes obstacles. The Father says, "Let your hands do the work and let your heart remember the Father." This is very easy. It is just like a lover and beloved who are unable to stay without seeing one another. The Father is the beloved. All the children who continue to remember the Father are his lovers. Only the one Father never becomes attracted to anyone, because no one is higher than he is. However, he does praise the children and says, "From the start of the path of devotion, all of you are lovers of the beloved. You called out, 'Come and liberate us from sorrow and purify us.' All of you are brides, and I am the bridegroom. All of you are trapped in the devil's jail, and I have come to free you." A great deal of effort is required here. The criminal eye deceives you. Effort is needed in order to have civil eyes. Deities have such good characters. You definitely need someone to create such deities. The topic for the conference is the need for religion in human life. Because of not knowing the drama, they are all confused. No one except you can explain this. Christians and Buddhists do not know when Christ or Buddha will come again. You can instantly tell them the accurate calculation. You should explain that there is a need for religion. Tell them which religion existed first and which religions then came after that. Even some of your own religion don't understand this fully. They don't have yoga. You cannot receive strength without having yoga. There is no power received. Only the Father is called the Almighty Authority. You become Almighty to such an extent that you become the masters of the world. No one can snatch your kingdom away. At that time, there is no other country. Now, there are many countries. How does this world cycle turn? This is a cycle of 5,000 years. You cannot measure the world. You may be able to measure the earth. The ocean cannot be measured. No one can find the end of the sky or the ocean. Therefore, explain why there is such a need for religion. The whole cycle is based on the religions. This is the tree of the variety of religions. This tree, or picture, is like a mirror for the blind. You are now going out on service. Gradually, the number of you is growing. When there are storms, many leaves fall. There is no question of storms in other religions. they have to come down from up there. Here, the establishment of your religion is so wonderful. God has come to give the fruit to those devotees who came in the beginning by taking them back home. You called out, "Take our souls back to our home." No one knows that the Father gives you your fortune of the kingdom of heaven. Sannyasis don't believe in happiness. They want eternal liberation. Eternal liberation isn't called an inheritance. Shiv Baba himself has to play his part. So how could he keep anyone from eternal liberation? You Brahma Kumars and Kumaris know your own religion and the religions of everyone else. You should have mercy for everyone. Explain the secrets of the cycle. Tell them, the founder of your religion will come again at his own time. Those who explain to others need to be clever. You can explain that everyone has to become Satopratan and then go through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. It is now the kingdom of Ravan. Yours is the true Gita that the Father speaks to you. The incorporeal one is called God. Souls call out to incorporeal God the Father. You souls reside there. You are not called the Supreme Soul. There is only the one Supreme Soul, God, the highest on high. Then there are all the souls, the children. The bestower of salvation for all is one, and then there are the deities. Out of all of them, Sri Krishna is the number one, because that soul and his body are both pure. You are confluence-aged, and your lives are invaluable. The lives of Brahmins are invaluable, not those of the deities. The Father makes you his children and then makes so much effort on you. Deities will not make that much effort. They simply send their children to school to have them educated. Here, the Father sits and teaches you. He is the Father, the teacher and the Guru. All three. Therefore, you should have so much regard for him. Serviceable children should have a lot of interest in doing service. There are very few who are clever at doing service and who stay busy doing service. Hands are needed. Those who are taught to go to war are released from their jobs, etc. They have a list of all those people. No one can refuse the military and not go on to the battlefield. They are drilled and told that they can be called up at a time of need. They file a case against any who refuse. That doesn't apply here. Here, the status of those who don't serve well is destroyed. Not to do service means to shoot oneself down and destroy one's status. They shoot down their own fortune. If you study well and stay in yoga, you can receive a good status. You have to have mercy for yourself. If you have mercy for yourself, you can also have mercy for others. The Father continues to give every type of explanation. Look how the play of this world continues. The kingdom is also being established. No one in the world knows these things. You are now receiving invitations. What would you be able to explain in 5 to 10 minutes? If they were to give you 1 or 2 hours, you could explain something. They don't know the drama at all. Write very good points everywhere. However, some children forget to do this. The Father is the creator. He creates you children. He has made you belong to Him. He becomes the director and gives you directions. He gives you Srimat, and then also acts by giving you this knowledge. This is His highest on high act. Of what use are you if you don't know the creator, director and principal actor of this drama? Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana 1. Have a lot of regard for the teacher who teaches you in this invaluable life. Become very clever in this study and stay busy doing service. Have mercy for yourself. 2. In order to reform yourself, become civilized. Reform your character. Serve to change human beings into deities. Blessing. May you become constantly powerful by practicing spiritual drill and thereby pass the final paper. At present, they teach exercise as a cure for all illnesses of the body. So, to make yourself the soul powerful, you have to practice doing spiritual exercise. No matter how much of an atmosphere of upheaval there may be all around you, while being in the midst of sound, practice stabilizing yourself beyond sound. Stabilize your mind wherever you want, for however long you want, and you will then become powerful and thereby pass the final paper. Slogan: to surrender any nature, sanskars and karma that are based on the vices is to surrender yourself. Aviat signal. Now ignite the fire of love and make your yoga volcanic. For as long as your remembrance has not become volcanic, the flames of destruction will also not take their complete volcanic form. They flare up and then cool down, because souls who are sometimes the volcanic form and images of support have not become the volcanic form constantly. Now have the determined thought to become the volcanic form and use the concentration of your mind and intellect in a collective way to spread the vibrations of powerful yoga everywhere. Om Shanti.